So this is Dallas from Live 105. I'm here with Dave, a.k.a. Phoenix from Linkin Park, and Mr. Chester Bennington. What's up, guys?
Howdy.
Howdy. How has the tour been going so far, first of all? You've been on a Honda Civic tour for like a month now with Incubus. How are things going?
Well, I would have to say that the tour has been a success. We really enjoy Mute Math as well as Incubus. They're not only very talented, but they are also really nice and very cool and easy to get along with. So I think this has been like one of the most fun tours that I can remember being on, and most relaxing in a lot of ways because there's no drama backstage and everything's cool. So really, really good.
Mute Math is one of my favorite bands of all time, so thank you for bringing them out on tour. Darren King is a freaking beast on drums. Absolutely kills it. They just jumped out in the crowd, as they always do, but that was great. So you guys are like five albums deep now. You just released, you know, Living Things. How do you set up a set list? You know, there's people that come here to hear songs from Hybrid Theory, Meteora. How do you mix things up in a proper way to, you know, try and make everyone happy? Or is that something you even think about when you're setting up a set list?
It's kind of the dartboard approach. Just a whole bunch, a wheel of song names, and you just kind of throw, each of us gets like three darts, and at the end of it we have 18 songs. And if we hit the same song like three or four times, then we're going to play it three or four times.
That's what happened to Jay-Z and Kanye. Actually, they do the dartboard game too, but they kept hitting the same song like 17 times, and so they just played that.
You didn't know that, did you, Dallas?
That's the first time I've heard that.
I don't think anyone knew that. I think we just blew the secret. An exclusive here for Live 105. I got to give this back to you for you to talk.
We have one microphone, but three people here. Is there like one song you guys have to play every show or else like people are going to freak out? Like, is there anything?
Believe it or not, the Star Spangled Banner. If we don't play that, it's like America just hates whoever's on stage. It's not even the crowd. The crowd usually doesn't mind if we don't play it. It's the rest of the United States. It's all of America that hates it if we don't play that every night. But in all seriousness, I would say that there are a couple songs that we at least have almost played every single night. We usually don't go without playing at least one of these two songs, and one is In the End, and the other would be One Step Closer. There's always going to be one of those two in every set.
Usually both.
In the End is every night, for sure. I don't think there's ever a night without In the End.
Hybrid Theory. One of the best albums I've ever listened to, even though I was 11 years old when it came out. Power. Anyway,
Did you listen to it since then?
I did. I have listened to Hybrid Theory. I still have Paper Cut. I still have playing it on the radio. It's one of my favorite songs. But you had twins like last year. What's it like being a touring dad now?
Well, this is actually number 5 and 6 for me, so this is old hat. You know, I've always been a touring dad. So it's no different than when I started.
By the way, I loved you in Crank.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. I actually, I was a method actor in that movie. I actually really, the day before, for about a week straight, I would actually go into drugstores and just stand and stare at people and then just tell them which over-the-counter drugs would stimulate them the most, whether it was lube all the way to Afrin, right? Just crush up some Sudafed, and I would just sit there and just yell at people the whole time. That actually prepared me for that role in Crank. So thanks for noticing.
You're welcome.
Chester Bennington taught Jason Statham how to get adrenaline in Crank. If you haven't seen it, go rent it. It's on DVD and Blu-ray. And the first time I ever heard Given Up on the radio, I thought one thing. I want to learn how to scream like Chester Bennington. Do you have any tips on how to do that? Like, that's a long scream, dude.
I would say don't do it the wrong way, because then you're probably not going to be able to talk for a while. That would be the best advice I could give. I don't know how to do it right. I just kind of do it.
You know how not to do it wrong. Do you warm up for something like that?
Well, I warm up my voice, but for the scream, it's kind of like you either do it right or wrong. You can't really warm up for the scream. It's really interesting. Like, usually when I'm singing, no matter what it is, like if I just hear it in my head, I just think, oh, I'm just going to do that, whether I can or I can't. we'll find out, you know. And typically in the studio, because we don't jam very much, I don't get to suss these things out in a live setting until we're done with the record, and then we go learn how to do it. So there are a lot of songs that we've done, like Crawling, Given Up, Numb, even like songs like Points of Authority, where the choruses overlap, the notes are really high, they're held out really long. Like, how am I supposed to do that live? And that usually becomes, this is the stock answer.
I just want to end it by saying thank you guys for playing here tonight at the Mountain View Honda Civic Tour. And like 5 years ago, the first time I saw you, my friend was crowd surfing during Bleed It Out. He fell. He busted his head open. We still rocked out during Bleed It Out. It felt so appropriate. It was one of the best nights of my life. So thank you guys for that. Honda Civic Tour at Lincoln Park with Incubus tonight. Have a good time, guys. Play a good show.
Thank you very much.
Dave Chester from Lincoln Park.
Gracias.
Thank you, guys.